See, people like me, I'm America's sweetheart.
Oh, Lord. She's American sweetheart. I'm going to Germany.
You're as sweet as that drink you're drinking.
Mmm, it's extra bitter.
We're all in the same room for once, so.
And two-thirds of us are cocktailing.
Whee!
And you can know which two-thirds that is.
I was thinking of doing the Big Fatty and doing some poppers and then cocktailing, but I thought the better of it.
Yeah, yeah.
Hi, Big Fatty.
I've only done poppers once, and I didn't really understand the attraction of them.
I think everybody probably has figured out I've done poppers a number of times. But, of course, my most memorable one was taking Wes, the tremendously endowed individual, and the poppers really helped.
Whee! The only time I ever did poppers, I was really, really drunk at the Eagle. And all I remember is being down in the gift shop at the Eagle, and they had paddles, and Todd thought it'd be fun to try it out. And I remember being bent over the display case of the Eagle with my pants around my ankle, Todd paddling me with the paddle, and the shopkeeper getting a bottle of poppers and going, here, try this.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online!
I think everybody probably has figured out I've done poppers a number of times.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 728 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 17th of November, 2010. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me, Poodle McNoodle. A little show, y'all. We are heading down into the Fat Cave, and y'all, you're gonna want to get your pencil because there's a big announcement in the Fat Cave. Yes, Big Freddy.
When I was just a lad, I learned that anal sex was bad. The church said it was a dirty, rotten sin. But then I learned from other guys that no matter what the size, there's a simple trick to help you take that tick. Just a quick snip of poppers helps the penis slide right in. The penis slides right in, you can take it with a grin. Just a quick sniff of poppers helps the penis slide right in the most delightful way. I met this guy once in a bar who took me outside to his car. He spread my cheeks and tried to ram it in. I screamed, no, it's too big. He said, take it all, you pig. Then he shoved this small brown bottle up my nose. And girl, I gotta tell you something. That quick sniff of poppers helped the penis slide right in. The penis slide right in.
Now I can take it with a grin.
Just a quick sniff of poppers helped the penis slide right in the most delightful way.
Wow, this stuff is amazing.
Try some, I've never done it before.
Wow, this is hot.
Shit.
Hey, Cookie, let's put something in my ass and see if it works.
I just dropped the whole thing on the carpet. Here, bend over, let me try this chair.
Oh my God, I can't even feel anything.
Shit, the whole thing fits.
Wow, the room is spinning right now. These are great, but you know what? You can't use them if you're taking Viagra.
Why?
Well, because you'll die.
Oh, that's a problem.
Yeah.
Wow, this stuff is amazing.
So this goes out to all the guys who are too concerned with size. It really doesn't matter anymore. As you watch his manhood grow, shove that bottle up your nose.
Relax,
relax
your hole,
your hole,
and slide down on that pole.
Just done. Poppers help the penis slide right in. The penis slide right in. You can take it with a grin. Just a quick sniff of poppers help the penis slide right in.
In the most delightful,
making it not frightful.
In the most delightful way.
Yeah.
Hi, Hey, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, I couldn't pass up the opportunity to play the Papa song. Because y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the terminally single Tim in the baby's arm and his co-host talking about doing the poppers. And y'all, you just don't get an opportunity like that. So y'all, whenever I can fit in the Papa song or just hit you with a big hit of Papa's, y'all, we're gonna do it. Now y'all, the only question I have, in that opening, one of Tim's co-hosts was talking about taking Wes's very large penis into his anal cavity. And y'all, there's only one Wes that I know that lives in the Atlanta area. And y'all, would that be Country Boy Wes? That would be C-U-N. That is not C-U-N-T. I'm sorry. I'm back, buddy. You fucked it up. And but I don't know if it was that Wes or if there was another Wes in the Atlanta area that has an enormous penis. I don't know, but I'm sure we'll probably get an update on that or something. Yes, Big Freddy. Now, y'all, Tuesday was a busy day, y'all. It was a busy day in the coal mine. Got lots done. Y'all, I was watching the TV machine on Tuesday morning, and y'all, they said that Sarah Palin, you know, she invented that word refudiate, and y'all, they have added it to the dictionary. So y'all, I thought that I would just make up a word too. Yes, Big Friday, you'd never do that. You just, no, all of your words make perfectly good sense. But y'all, I was trying to think of a combination of retarded and retired. And I thought of it earlier, and y'all, I've already forgotten it. But y'all, retarded and retired, what would that be? That'd be retarded? No, that would be... Oh, Big Freddy, that's the same word! Retired? Retired? No, retard... Retired... Big Freddy, move the show forward! Well, yeah, yes, I will have to do that, but... Anyway, y'all, I don't... Big Freddy, just move it. Move it along. Y'all, do y'all have those medical spending accounts with your hospitalization? Because, y'all, you know, you put the money in, and then you can get your money back, part of your money back when you go to the doctor or anything. I know there are some listeners to the BFO that do not go to the doctor. No! No, I would rather have a rhinoceros sit inside of my throat rather than go to the doctor. But y'all, that is a garden salad, and it is a garden salad. And what else was it? Oh, it was some roasted poke and some what do you call it? Cornbread dressing. Y'all, the dressing was as dry as it comes. It was as dry as it comes. It wasn't very good. But y'all, the price was right. Yes, Big Freddy, the price is right. And anyways, y'all, speaking of the price is right, y'all, we need to go down into the fat cave. Yes, Big Freddy, get your ass down in there, says Poodle McNoodle.
Another groovy day in Gotham City, and everything seems just right in our teeming metropolis. But there's a new face in the crowd.
Big Fat.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him now.
This just into the BFO Holiday Desk. Big Fatty has decided on the theme of the 2010 Christmas Special.
Now there's nothing really more horrifying than Big Fatty Omar.
Gosh, Big Fatty, you jumped in there and talked all over the top of yourself. Y'all, that is correct. And y'all, before we start talking about the quiz programs, I just want to say that y'all, I read a Twitty today from that Michael Cantaloupe, who lives down there in the Orlandos, and y'all, he made it official today. The QCast connection is dead. Y'all, it's gone. It is put to rest. It has been finally put to rest. Y'all, it has been put down. It has been put down, and and y'all, quite frankly, we're gonna miss that one. Y'all, once again, I believe that the reason that they are quoting for it to just finally just be put out of its misery was that English John. But I don't know that for sure. But anyway, y'all, we are down here. We are down here in the Fat Cave. And y'all, we need to talk about the dancing. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, on Monday night, they had the semifinals of the Dancing with the Stars. And they've got that Jennifer Grey. And y'all, they have got that that Lacour. What is her name? It is the Lacour. What is it? Is it? I don't know. What? It'll come to me in a minute. It's a Lacour, though. Y'all, they've got that Sarah Palin's retarded daughter. What's her name? I don't remember. And y'all, then there's that little kid. That is fat. And Frank Friday, you really been on top of the dance in this season. But y'all, I think Jennifer's gonna win it. And I am recording this prior to the eviction on Tuesday evening, y'all. And I think it's gonna be that retarded girl going home. But anyway, I don't know. I just don't know. But y'all, they were good. They were all really pretty good on Monday night. Now, y'all, I want to remind you that the finals of the dancing are going to be next Monday, the 22nd. And then they'll announce the winner and give that disco ball. Y'all, it's a crappy prize. But y'all, they love it. They love a crappy prize. And y'all, that's how they get them. It's, oh, we've got a crappy prize, and you can only get it if you dance. So, anyway, they'll announce the winner on the 23rd of November. And y'all, that is Tuesday of Turkey Week. So y'all, that'll be exciting. And y'all, then on Monday night, right after the dance, and y'all, it is that new Skating with the Stars. And y'all, I haven't got the slightest idea what the Skating with the Stars musical sound like. But anyway, that debuts that Monday, the 22nd, right after the dance. And so y'all, there's going to be stars. Y'all, it is going to be shooting stars. It is going to be stars shooting everywhere. And they're going to debut that. And y'all, that Johnny Mosley is going to be skating. He's the only one I give a fat rat's ass about. But y'all, on the Survivor. Y'all, last week they got rid of that creepy guy. What was his name? We'll call him Larry. But y'all, he was just creepy. I did not care for him. And y'all, I want that crazy. Y'all, if you want to see the definition of batshit crazy, tune into the Survivor later tonight on CBS. Because y'all, there's a girl on there, and y'all, she is batshit crazy. She is absolutely batshit crazy. But y'all, I don't know when it's supposed to be coming to an end, but y'all, they're getting near the end. It'll probably be ending sometime in the December time frame. But I don't have it on a card here in front of me as to when that's gonna be ending. But anyway, y'all, it's, you know, we're moving into the end, and y'all, then there is the big run. And y'all, the big run is down to, I think it's down to the last faux couples. And y'all, you know that terminally single Tim, he loves the big run as much as Big Fatty does. But y'all, I don't really give a shit about any of these people that are still running. And, but y'all, I will say that they have gone to some very, very interesting places this season, and I thoroughly enjoyed the different places they've been. But y'all, the tattooed couple, y'all, he is the only one worth watching right now because, y'all, he gets pissed off at nothing, and y'all, he loses his temper. He loses his temper and just, no, I am pissed. So anyway, y'all, I was, and we're still down here in the Fat Cave, y'all, because I was watching the 20 the other day, and y'all, that's Stevie B up there where is he? He's in the Baltimore. Y'all, he was saying that he got a chuckle out of seeing a TV ad, and y'all, I had not seen this, so this was breaking news to me. And y'all, Stevie B has let me in on a little secret. It could be of national security is the reason he knows about it. But y'all, ABC has announced the winter wipeout. Now y'all, I have told many of you to watch the wipeout every summer, and y'all, you get the chuckles and the giggles, and y'all, it's just pure silliness. And y'all, that's, we all need a little more silliness in our lives. We need to be happy and silly. But y'all, I'm just going to read this to you. Yes, Big Fatty, that's lovely. Just read to us. Just lovely. Y'all, it says, the big balls are shivering. Dear Gussie Big Fatty, are they talking about you? In anticipation, because this January, ABC's Wipeout is back with a brand new Winter Wonderland coast, complete with slippery ice, frosty snow, and numerous avalanches of wipeouts. Cold climate-loving contestants will bundle up as they compete on all new stunts, such as the Spanker Sledge. Dear Gushy Big Fatty, that sounds like something in your sling room. The Spanker Sled, the Wipeout Ski Lift, and the Polar Bear Run. Y'all, I don't know if that has anything to do with the Ginger Bear running up there to the Chicago or not, but I don't know. So cozy up by the fire with a cup of hot chocolate, preferably with some liquor in it, and join us for a winter edition that is sure to wipe out your winter blues. The new winter series will be in addition to the summer series of season 4, bringing the season episode order to 24. Wipeout, let's just see. Y'all, I think that's about all I need to tell you about that. But y'all, I couldn't believe it. I just couldn't believe it. And y'all, I know that there are going to be some other new quiz programs debuting, but y'all, I don't know anything about them. I just don't know anything about them, y'all. So hopefully as that information becomes available to the BFO, we will pass it along to you, because y'all, this is the center of the podcasting universe. I know you know that. Now y'all, speaking of being the center of the podcasting universe, y'all, on Tuesday, I got a Twitty from that Stephen the Uck. Now, y'all, Stephen the Uck had asked me to Big Fatty, please mention my new alter ego, Bunny Cucumber Smythe. And y'all, I did it. And then I listed it under the Fat Favorites. And y'all, and y'all, come to find out, it is not Bunny Cucumber Smythe after all. Y'all, it is Bunty, like the cake. Bunty Cucumber Smythe. And y'all, I'm going to have to upload. I've got to update the link in the Fat Favorite. Y'all, hopefully I'll be able to get to that in a timely manner, you know. Although, y'all, I'm telling you, at this time of year, please take a moment and check on the elderly, because a lot of them have come down with the cold, and y'all, some of them may pass out on the floor. And if they do, y'all, the best advice is this.
I think everybody probably has figured out I've done poppers a number of times.
Y'all, and if that doesn't wake them out, well, you'll be Big Fatty.
can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com. And you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and
gay. Oh, dear Gussie. Oh, dear Gussie.
Big Fatty. This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.